The magic of a smile. What is the magic of a smile? The magic of a smile is something very precious. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with The Magic of a Smile. A thought for today. What is the magic of a smile? How does the magic of a smile get out and do a job for us? They say if you keep a soft gaze, a half smile on your face. The latest research shows that the other person, through a process called neural resonance or neural coherence, will immediately trust you and open up. Try it and see. Neural resonance or neural coherence. What sort of thing is that? Well, science gives it these very big names, but what we call is the magic of a smile. The magic of a smile is that you feel confident in yourself. That's why you have a smile. You don't smile to make other people smile. You don't smile to win their trust. You don't smile to accomplish an outer goal. You just smile because your heart tells you to smile. You smile because the joy within you is so brilliant, so beautiful, so wonderful, so overwhelming that you just have to do it. Now, how do you go about this inner smile? How do you go about this soft gaze or a half smile on your face? How do you go about doing that? Well, you go about doing that every time you like yourself. When a person likes themselves, they have the feeling of all is right with the world. They have the feeling that they're doing things in a right way. They have a feeling that life is beautiful. Yes, life is fantastic. Life is glorious. Life is wonderful. Life is beautiful. Now, how is life beautiful? Well, when you look at a child, you smile and you say, what a lovely person, what a lovely being. Even when the child is crying, or when the child is angry, or when the child has just unloaded, he has that beatific attitude about his being that makes you smile, that makes you feel good inside. When you look at your wife and you see her busily doing things to make the family happy, you smile and you think, I have a wonderful home. I have a wonderful family. I have a wonderful world. You look at your wife and you think, what a glorious creature I have married. And you know, the more often I look at my wife, the more often I see her as a glorious creature, the more often she is just that way. And if you're a woman and you look at your husband and you're busily doing things that make you happy, and it's not usually the things that make him happy because you both have your personal interests, but you look at your husband and you see him off on some tangent that is making him feel very delighted. He's reading about his fishing trip, or he's reading about his walk in the park, or he's reading about going horseback riding, or he's reading about sitting with the children, or perhaps he's just sitting there and the children are surrounding him, just snuggling him, and they're sitting on the floor and they're sort of leaning against his legs, just like a puppy dog, and you have that half smile on your face, that glorious inner smile that says, my world is very good. Now, when a man looks at his wife and sees joy, when a woman looks at her husband and sees joy, when a couple look at their children and see joy, when a person looks at their job and think, oh, this is a nice job. I enjoy my job because I bring happiness to my job. I bring a smile to my job. I bring love to my job. I don't go into my job with a tense attitude of a great mission that has to be done. I just look at my job as something that's wonderful, something that certainly pays me a salary. That's why I'm there. Something that gives me something, money to take home. And I have my job. And what am I doing at my job? I'm just enjoying it very thoroughly. I have to be there from 8 to 5 or whatever the time is. And when I'm there, I just feel good. I look at all the other people there and I think, you wonderful people. Here's fun to be with. And I have that smile in my heart, that smile in my soul, a smile in my being. And they look at me and they say, how come you're always smiling? How come you've always got a happy look on your face? And I say to them, well, I live in a very happy world. I live in a very wonderful world. And they think, that's a nice person. That's a real nice person. He's the kind of person, she's the kind of person I like to be around. I just feel good about them. I don't feel rushed. I don't feel pushed. I don't feel that the world is cramping my style. I don't feel anything except I feel good. I trust them. I trust me. Me, mostly. I trust me. I feel very good about me. I feel very good about my life. I feel very good about everything that I think or say or do. And you know, when I go to play a game of tennis, I go out on the court. And as I go out on the court, I bless the court. I say, what a wonderful court you are. Yes, I do. I really do. What a wonderful court you are. You are so fantastic. It may be a grass court, or it may be a mad catam court, or it may be most anything in the world, but it's the court we play in. And it has the lines marked on it, or at least the invisible lines, and we know when we're out of bounds or in bounds. It depends on how professional our court is, but a tennis court's a tennis court. And so we're playing a game of tennis. And I reach up and I hit the ball. And I've got that lovely smile on my face which says, hey, isn't that great? Isn't that good? I can reach up with my racket and I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just knowing inside of me that my racket is going to face the ball in the right way and put it where I want it to be. And then when it goes off to one side, I dance over there and reach out, and yes, I can reach it, or no, I missed it. Ho-ho-ho, I missed it. And that gives me another smile on my face. And I'm happy when I lose it, and I'm happy when I get it. I'm happy when I hit it, and I'm happy when I miss it. I'm just always happy. And what the heck? Why not? Why not? My whole insides are just feeling good about me. My whole life feels good about me. Everything I do feels good because I am happy, because I have a smile on my face. Yes, it's great. I walk into the pharmacy and I say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is. And they look at me and say, well, good morning. And I say, do you have my prescription ready? And they say, what is your name, please? And so I give them my name, and I spell it out, and I give them my birth date, because those are things they want to have. And then they say, why, yes, we do. It's ready for you right now, right here. Now, if I go in to the pharmacy with a frown on my face, I've got a bad day. I got the world's troubles on my shoulders, and this is not very nice. I'm not very happy. I go in there, I say, well, Mr. Pharmacist, you have my prescription ready finally? And the pharmacist says, what's your name? And they say, well, can you show any identification? Can you prove to me that you're that person? Are you really that person? Now before, with a smile on my face, that was a trustful thing. He believed in me. But now, with a frown on my face, he says, uh-oh, we got a troublemaker here. We better do all the details of making sure that it's right. We don't want him to come back at us and say, we did something we shouldn't do. And then The pharmacist says, now just be a half hour. You can go wander through the store and we'll have it ready for you. And so the pharmacist has it sitting right there on the counter in front of him, but he sends you through the store because he wants you to cool down. He wants you maybe to get a smile. He wants you to go over and look at the merchandise that they have and see if there's anything you might buy also along with your prescription. Now, you see, life does that to us. We tell life what kind of a person we are, and then life responds in like kind. If we have a smile on our face, if we have just a little twinkle in our eye, if we have happiness in our being, the world leaps to our happiness, it leaps to our awareness, it leaps to us and says, hey, this is wonderful, I like you kind of people, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're great, you're great, you're great, you're great. And all I did was smile. All I did was have a smile on my face. You know, that thing that the scientists say, the soft gaze or the half smile on your face, research says it's a neural resonance, a neural coherence. Why, aren't those wonderful big words? Neural resonance, neural coherence. I call it a smile. I call it a winning smile. I call it a happy smile. I call it a magic smile. What is the magic of a smile? The magic of a smile is that it comes from the depth of your heart. It comes from the depth of your being. And your face is a Mona Lisa face that has that sort of half a smile there forever and ever and ever. You don't need a painted smile on your face. That is always a telling smile too. People know when you have a put-on smile, when you're not really happy. People know when you don't have it made. People know that. It's just very obvious. But when you smile because your heart is singing, when you smile because your life is good and very good, when your smile says, I like me and I like the world, then the world reciprocates in kind and like and likes you to pieces. And they do things for you, and they do things about you. I was in the parking lot of the store the other day, and I was just in the process of making sure that Ingeborg was comfortable before I went into the store. And as I stepped out of the car and was standing there for a minute, a young man walked up to me, and a very pleasant young man, and he said, I'd like to give you a demonstration on your car of how this special wax works, how the special polish works. And it's used on the Indy 500 race cars, and it's used on all the smart vehicles that they're trying to show off and so forth. And it's really quite amazing what it can do. Well, I knew that if I allowed him to demonstrate it for me, I would feel obligated to buy a can. And I wasn't in the mood to buy a can of polish that day. And so I said to him, thank you very much. I'm sure your polish does a very wonderful job, but not right now. Thank you. And I did not say it with meanness. I did not say it with unhappiness. I just meant it with a total dismissal. I was not in the market. And the young man said, oh, thank you very much. Have a lovely day. And he turned and he walked away, and he had a smile on his face. I'm sure that he made a lot of contacts, but the thing is, I had a smile on my face. Here I dismissed this young man who wanted to sell me his product, who was walking around the cars trying to squirt it on people's cars and demonstrate to them how wonderful his polish was. And instead of saying, what the hell is this all about? Why are you bothering me here in the parking lot? You shouldn't be doing this. You have permission to the store to go selling in the parking lot. Like, that's none of my business. I did not want to take the time at that moment to do it. Now, if I was a woman or a man and I had time on my hands and I was thinking, I'm going to go to the store to buy some polish for my car, and I'd like to have some polish. And I just thought about that. And then up comes this young man offering to sell it. And so naturally I would say, wow, isn't that coincidental? Isn't that nice? It's not coincidental at all. It's where my thought was. It's where my desire was. It's where I was. Now, my mood at the moment was I didn't want it or need it, and I didn't want to have him give his time to me for something I was not going to buy and was not going to have. My elbow grease is what I use to polish my car, and my cars are, the paint jobs are all so fresh and new and beautiful, even though they're 11 years old, and, or is it 12 years old? Yes, 12 years old now, and it's just as glorious as the day we bought it. Just as glorious. We keep it lovely. We keep it washed. We keep it clean. But the thing is, I had a smile on my face. And so he could easily accept it as a turndown. If I were rude to him, then I would be rude to myself. And the world knows, everyone knows, what you believe about yourself, what I believe about myself. And the magic of a smile is so precious, so wonderful, so unbelievably wonderful, that we just cannot put a gauge on it, we cannot put a price on it, we cannot put a purpose on it. If it's your natural, normal feeling, as it is mine, to go around with a smile in your heart, that's the place to start. A smile in your heart. Go around with a smile in your heart. The smile oozes out through your charisma, through your face, through your eyes, through your attitude, through your presence. And everyone says, oh, it's just nice to be near you. You have that good feeling about you. You have that good attitude about you. You have that goodness about you that makes me feel like I'm 10 feet tall. I just feel wonderful when I'm with you. And now, why do the children love to sit down at their father's feet and sort of lean against the father's feet? Why does a cat come and press itself against you, press itself against your legs or your feet? He doesn't want you to pet him. He doesn't want you to do anything, except he wants to reassure himself that he has a happy family, that he has a happy person in his world who loves him, who appreciates him. And if you pet him, he'll let you do it for an instant or two, but he wanted his effect, and that could only come as he gave of his presence, of his love, of his gentleness, of his tenderness. And a dog knows when you're happy or when you're sad. We have people come to visit us, and when they're sad, the dog shies away from them. And when they're happy and glad, the dogs want to jump all over them, want to be all over them, want to just say, hey, it's nice to have you here. It's nice to have you in our world. It's nice to be with you. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. And that smile that we get on our face, that smile that we put on our face because we are happy inside, because we like ourselves, because we feel good about ourselves, that smile radiates to everywhere. That smile radiates in everything we do, and that smile is our reality. Do you have that smile about you? Do you have that smile in your heart, in your life, in your world, in your being? Do you have that smile? It's up to you to know whether you do or not. Scientists tell us that that smile, that soft gaze, that half smile on our face, shows the world that we like ourselves, shows the world that we are confident in ourselves and that they can be confident in us, shows the world that they have made a good decision in creating us in their world. For we are the magic of life, and we are the magic of the smile. Use it wisely and well, but use it all the time, because it tells the world how wonderful you are. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you. You're wonderful.